now speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Holy Ghost, Advocate, Comforter, Counselor, Paraclete, Holy Spirit. Many names, one Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that we celebrate on this feast of Pentecost. This is the person of the Trinity that the risen Jesus Christ promised to his disciples and those who would come after them. God the Creator sent Jesus into the world to give us a glimpse of the nature of God. Then the Holy Spirit is sent into the world to ensure and confirm the ongoing relationship between God and all people. We beseech the Holy Spirit to be among us at various church occasions. At ordinations, we sing, "Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire." At meetings of Synod, the governing body of the Anglican Church in Melbourne, we ask that the Holy Spirit will guide our discussions, deliberations, and decisions. At the worship services I recently attended with the Taizé community, at each worship service three times a day, a chant on the theme of Veni Spiritus, Come Spirit, would be sung. When we baptize people, we baptize them in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in our worship services here at St. John, we pray in that same triune name. So what does it mean to say that the Holy Spirit continues to move in the world? And do we truly believe it? I didn't used to talk about the Holy Spirit much. It was just the third part of the name of the Trinity and it might sound a little bit charismatic. But the Holy Spirit does complete the Trinity, and now I make a point of acknowledging the Holy Spirit more openly and consciously. It should be as natural for Christians to talk about the Holy Spirit as it is to talk about God and Jesus Christ. And just foreshadowing more on the Trinity as a whole next week when we celebrate Trinity Sunday. The Holy Spirit is difficult to describe. Artists and icon writers have used various images to depict the Holy Spirit, mostly choosing birds, usually a dove, and flames. Our own stained glass windows use these images. Despite Jesus calling the Holy Spirit He, some artists have chosen the feminine form to portray the eternal comforter, and others have chosen light in the abstract. The Holy Spirit cannot be limited to a physical form or a visual image. It is rightly difficult to describe. But the place of the Holy Spirit in our lives of faith is perhaps a little more straightforward, even if describing the precise mode of operation is inherently impossible. The Holy Spirit is the inspiration of God. As Christians, we look back through the scriptures and we find the work of the Holy Spirit as breath, as wind, as the spirit of creation that moves on the waters. The biblical account of Pentecost we've read today is dramatic and revolutionary, a moment that changes everything, that inspires and enables those first disciples to go and proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ proclaimed. The Holy Spirit continues to influence and inspire people in their relationship with God and in their lives together as the body of Christ, the Church on earth. Through the Holy Spirit, God continues to be present with us. the transcendent, ineffable God, and the risen and ascended Jesus Christ are not remote or separated from us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, our God is ever present and with us whenever needed. This should be part of the hope-filled message of the Christian faith. Paul's letter to the Romans says, "All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." And that is how the world should see us. That is how we should behave. In another letter, Paul describes the fruit of the Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is what it should mean to say that the Holy Spirit continues to act in the world. The Holy Spirit of God should inspire us to every good action, to every act of kindness, joy, welcome, hospitality, and truly inclusive love of neighbour. We should celebrate the work of the Holy Spirit in all the good that we see. And when we see people acting out of fear, hatred, and ignorance, then we should pray that the Holy Spirit will bring comfort and peace. When we see people limiting God's all-embracing love, welcoming some and not others, when we see people choosing self-interest above the benefit of the vulnerable, then we should pray that the Holy Spirit will come into their lives, open their hearts to God's love, and inspire them to walk in the way of Jesus Christ, to walk with the oppressed, the marginalized, and the outcast. With regards to my earlier question about whether we believe the Holy Spirit truly continues to work in the world, well, that's up to you. I choose to believe it as a matter of hope. I've seen the work of the Holy Spirit in others. I believe that it is the Holy Spirit that has been at work in my life of faith. I choose to believe that it is through the Holy Spirit that God brings people to faith. And I pray that the Holy Spirit inspires Christians everywhere to be ready to welcome all of those that God brings to faith and all of those that God brings to ask questions about faith and to explore their faith. As I said last year, the Holy Spirit is not just for Pentecost, it is for everyday life too. With this celebration of the Holy Spirit, shared by Christians around the world, we conclude the season of Easter. After Trinity Sunday next week, we move into that season of the church year that is called Sundays after Pentecost, or what used to be referred to as ordinary time. Today we celebrate God's extraordinary gift of the Holy Spirit and are assured that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will continue to work in our lives in the ordinary times, to guide us in the ways of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I pray that the Holy Spirit will be in your lives and the lives of those you love and pray for. Amen.